The Burt Show.
So if you have a family member, you know what? Just a family member. Let's not even take pets into consideration just yet. Family member that passes away. Would you ever consider cloning them?
God, no. I don't love anybody that much.
No.
No.
That's like pet cemetery.
It's too weird,
too
right?
Too weird.
But speaking of pets, what if it's your pet?
It feels different because you can't have a conversation with them. I feel like it'd be easier to notice the cloning with a human, mm-hmm. but a pet, it might be a little bit different. And that's what my parents are thinking. So my parents and I, we lost my childhood dog back in the spring. It was right after I moved here. I got this random FaceTime call on like a Tuesday and my mom was like, Ted died. And I was like, oh God, this is not how I expected to start my day. And it was absolutely devastating. I mean, if you've ever had a pet that's become family, it is like losing a human family member. And my parents are dog people. I mean, they're the type of people that when they go to bed, they try and wedge the dogs in as close as possible to them. Like one of my dogs will be spooning my mom, the other's curled behind her legs, the other's like wedged between my mom and my dad. And so when we lost Ted, it was really devastating because they physically and emotionally felt that loss. So for the last couple of months or so, every time I've gone home, my mom has joked that she misses Ted so much, the dog that we lost, is she wished that she had cloned him. And she keeps saying it, and I keep like laughing it off. I'm like, ha ha ha, you can't clone your dog. Well, turns out there is an actual business that will let you clone your pet. It's called Viagen Pets, and they will help you clone your dog, your cat, or your horse if you really want to clone your horse, which I feel like makes a lot of sense if you're into horse racing, because if you have a really great horse that's like winning competitions, makes a lot of sense, right?
All right, so two questions. One, how does this work? Two, how much does this cost?
I'm so glad you asked because I have all that information here. So basically this clone dog is a genetic twin of your dog, cat, or horse, according to the website. It's just born at a later date. So basically they, you get the genetic material from so the dog has to be alive. So we found that out the hard way that we won't be able to clone Ted, and they freeze that genetic information. And then whenever you're ready to like put it in another dog, they carry it like a surrogate. Then you can have that dog whenever you're ready to bring your clone into the world.
It sounds too freaky to me.
It really does. Freaky.
It feels very like 2078. It is really expensive. So it kind of depends on like how much are you willing to invest in possibly getting to clone your dog that meant so much to you. So the total cost for dog cloning is $50,000 paid in two equal installments. So 25, 25.
Okay.
And then same thing for cats, $50,000, 25, 25 in two equal installments. And if you want to clone your horse, you're going to have to double up because it's $85,000.
You're definitely not doing that if your horse is trash. I got to be a good horse.
To be a good racehorse. So I posted this on my Instagram because my mom has really just become great content for me to share with the world because she's a little unhinged, this being a perfect example. And I got a lot of DMs about people who either knew people who did this or looked into it. And they really warned me against doing something like this because they said, yeah, your dog might look and sound like Ted or whoever your long lost dog is, but the personality differences are so massive that I feel like it'd be more devastating to have to look at your dog and have it
not act you can't the way you remember.
Yeah, you can't replicate those experiences because the dog is going to act completely different.
Right. So when I had my English Bulldog, Riggins, who I love so much, and I still miss him every day, man. There, I tell this to Kristen that I can joke about anything. I'm pretty dark. I still can't talk about that dog dying. I just can't. And I don't know that I'll ever have an English Bulldog ever again. Just because, and this is just for me, if you're a bulldog owner, don't take this personally. I've just lost so many and they only live for like 7 or 8 years that I just can't go through this process again.
Your heart can't take it anymore.
It doesn't feel like it can. But while he was alive, I medically froze his junk while he was in for a different surgery. So
you got Riggins sperm?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. And it's in a freezer somewhere. And every year, my business manager hits me up and goes, hey, this is only $150, but you want to get rid of the gunk. And I have never been able to bring myself to say no to it.
But you don't want to have another English bulldog.
I don't think. Well, first of all, my fiance is allergic to English bulldogs fur, so it couldn't be a possibility. But let's say that wasn't the case. I had thought about it. But then I'm like, I just can't do it again with an English bulldog.
So they extracted it during the surgery? I was a little worried. It was a weird visual.
It's not in my freezer. By the popsicles. But I don't think that I have been able to bring myself to do it because that's like the finality of it. Mm-hmm. Even though he's not here anymore, at least he's gunk somewhere. So it might be able to live on at some point. I just can't bring myself to do it.
So glad that his sperm is giving you some peace of mind.
He's not gone yet. There's still a chance. And he never got laid in real life. That would kind of suck.
Never?
Nah.
No, he died a virgin?
Oh. Yeah, took his balls off early. And he never got to have sex, so it seemed unjust.
But he humped stuff.
He never humped anything.
He did it? That was just Tyra that humped everything?
That was
everything?
The female bulldog that humped everything.
Maybe he was asexual. You don't know. Maybe.
Maybe I made him asexual. Wouldn't that be something if he finally gets an impregnated dog without ever having sex? That almost seems mean.
That's not fair.
The Burt Show.